Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 1-3-2019. It's a live show. And I want to just tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, because there's somebody that's told you about this for quite some time. And basically, here it is. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, the distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to bring you on with Brother Steve Quayle. Steve, are you up here?
Hey, Hawk, what a privilege to be on with you today. And for us, Hawk, a lot of the things that are today's headlines were what we were warning about, you know, better than a decade and a half ago together. And obviously, you independent of me and me independent of you. But look, I want to deal with something really quick. I keep getting these dumb headlines, Gitmo, getting ready for all the high-value targets. 70,000 sealed indictments. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that within the last hour, I made contact with a former commandant of who ran Guantanamo Bay, two-star general. He's a friend of mine. You can look it up. There's nothing to be gained by saying this, but he said this. He said, Steve, there is no indication whatsoever, and he knows the people still there because he commanded them, Hawk. There is right. No indication. Now, I want people to understand this. And boy, throw cold water on me if I go too deep. You can stop me here, and you need to, because your strainer is better than mine. But this is the most absolute mind-controlling story on the Internet. When you hear that the Guantanamo is getting ready for high-value targets and that, 22 C-130s set for people are getting ready, that is absolutely not true.
The QAnon stuff, right.
Yes. And, the deal is that how can I go any higher to someone that can pick up the phone and call and find out? And he said it just doesn't make sense. You know, it's interesting. And here is his statement. Deception. This is directly from a two-star brigadier general friend of mine, retired. Deception is the rule now, Steve. Still, the Gitmo for Hillary and her crew threat just doesn't make sense to me, nor can I find evidence that would put some meat on these theories. In fact, opposite. Putting Hillary or Podesta at Gitmo could send the left violently into the streets. Stupid move, in my opinion. It's kind of like Yellowstone blowing. Yeah, maybe, but not likely yet, and not based on some random geyser getting hot for 30 minutes. And, you know, I've tried to hawk, and this is important that people understand. I have been making the claim that every Christian should be on their face, including me, and should be crying out to God for discernment to see the truth behind all of the deception, behind all of the lies, behind all of, if you will, the false information out there, and on the retreat. Look at who controls the House now. Look at who has failed to produce one identifiable high-value target. And you'll see, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a bunch of BS. And if that is offensive to you, may God grant the heart of wisdom to those who still love him so they can open their eyes to see that we are absolutely the sheep being led to the slaughter, and as our brethren worldwide, Hawk, worldwide, Christians are being murdered, they're being absolutely, yeah, the most horrible things are being done to them, and somehow we just, you know, sit on our keyboards, and I'm guilty of this too. I try and, you know, hear from the Lord more than I hear from the headlines, but try and get to the point where people can wake up, and I go, Lord, what does it take? What does it take? So I want to say tonight, as we talk about the secret space program, all the revelations coming on the moon, all the revelations of Ultima Thule, interesting that the name for the double asteroid planetoid is Ultima Thule. We'll get to that in a minute. By the way, that was a Nazi occultic society. So the thing is looking for, if you will, the coming ones to save us coming from the skies. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. There is no preparation for all these people. And if some of the people that keep putting a story out saying, what does Quail know? Absolutely nothing, but I know the guy that used to run it, and he just made a call for me less than an hour ago.
Yeah, I think it's just this, like, QAnon, all of it is AI bullcrap, Steve. That's what I think, you know.
Well,
keep the Christians and the Patriots busy, you know.
Absolutely. It's a sleight of hand. It's, you know, everybody knows how basic magic works. You make all the major movements, so the eye will automatically move to the realm of the biggest movement with the hand. But inside, where they're not watching your free hand, that's where all the stuff is done. So it's like the stock market. The stock market is nothing more than a hypnotist amulet. And a hypnotist amulet keeps everyone's eyes fixed on it. So the more you follow, quote-unquote, the market, the more you become hypnotized by it. You become numb and dumb. And I want to share something. If you take rounding off, I mean, the stock market was down, what, 665 points, almost 666, 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
We've seen market moves, Hawk, that are absolutely indicative of and even Greg Mannarino, who's a pretty smart trader, and others are saying there is a never before seen element moving the markets. It is like an evil entity. It is like,
yeah, Lucifer,
a possessed market. Possessed market. So this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Hawk, you and I used to do shows together, and it's refreshing to be back on the air with you because, I mean, when you tell people to sharpen their K-bars, I'm going to say you're going to have to step it up, brother. You're going to have to get them to learn how to use a katana because a samurai sword because, and here's what I'm saying. Metaphorically, and I'll use it in the metaphor sense, everybody's telling us they're going to come and kill us. We now have Muslims and Muslims, and I want to make this clear. When the head of the soon-to-be caliphate, or at least in his mind, President Erdogan of Turkey, says Islam is Islam and there is no peaceful Islam, it is what it is, he's speaking from not only authority, but from the position of believing he will be seated as a caliph, if you will, he who will rule all the world of Islam. Now, enter Canada. Canada has just announced that in Ontario, they're going to have a You guessed it. They're going to have a party. They're going to have a party that is absolutely getting ready, because we all know, in case you didn't know it, and God bless each Canadian listener listening to this, in case you didn't know it, your history, everything about your country is due to Islam. Well, isn't it fascinating, Hawk, that the first thing Gordon Brown did when he took over as the Prime Minister of England, sold off all their gold at a market low, first thing that Justin Trudeau did as the Prime Minister-elect, or whatever, President of Canada, he sold off all their gold at a market low. And isn't it fascinating that under Gordon, you know, the reign of him in Great Britain, the point that I'm trying to make is that Islam is flourishing. And look at the continuity now that's coming. Christians are persecuted in Canada. Muslims are exonerated from crimes. And did you see Tupac? And people need to know this, that now in New York City they have their own police, specifically
Sharia police.
That deals
yeah.
Sharia police. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that our country is in a full-scale civil war, that we are fighting full-scale communist attempts at taking over, and the Luciferian plan through Albert Pike's World War III, and that's what Hawk has shared with you, that then I got to be honest with you. Go to sleep, close your eyes, and wait for you'll either capitulate or they'll slit your throat. And so, you know, somebody says, oh, that's so harsh. Are you kidding me? We look at Sweden, and Sweden has capitulated. They're throwing their young girls out there, Hawk, to be basically rape fodder. And the people that go to jail are the ones that complain. The rapists get off. Well, it's just their culture. Well,
yeah, they let the guy off for raping like a 10-year-old girl the other day.
Absolutely. Well, it's not crazy. What it is demonic insanity. We're no longer anywhere close to a republic, okay? We are now, I believe, the mother of harlots. We are basically Babylon in full possession Babylon under the full possession of that which has come forth from the gates of hell. Now look, I'm not trying to just throw out rhetoric, but this is going exactly like you and I warned for two decades, okay? And the thing is that it is now more in our face than any time. And I'm telling you, ladies, and I'm telling, let me speak to the ladies first. God bless each and every one of you. You have a right as Christian women to your life. You do not need to be rape fodder for animals of another, and I'm calling them animals. Anybody that would do to the women what these guys are doing to the women in Sweden and Britain and all over, and then killing just indiscriminately, and the press covering it up. Hawk, again, it cannot get any more, I guess you'd say, a red flag warning to every woman listening to your show. May God give them the funds and the teaching and the ability to go out and be able to defend themselves. And I mean that. Take a concealed weapons course. And learn how to use a weapon, not just buy a gun. Buying a gun is like, you know, like me buying an oven. I don't know how to cook, and the oven's not going to do me any good. And buying a handgun or a rifle is not going to do any good unless you know how to use it. So we are at war. It's no longer a metaphor. It's no longer a parenthetical insert in the country. You've got all of the communists openly speaking about it. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, ladies and gentlemen, let me bottom line everything. I don't think anybody's used the bottom line or overused it, misused it, confused it, whatever you want to say more than I. But listen, they want you dead. And they are going to see that it happens. When you hear Aunt Nancy Pelosi talking about that constitutionally she's on equivalent ground with the president, and understand who would become the president if something should happen to President Trump and Vice President Pence, you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the country is divided. A house, you know, divided against itself cannot stand. And yet we sat and watched the Republican traitors. We watched Lion Paul Ryan destroy everything that we would have been able to gain had he not sold out, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Mitch McConnell won't pass anything. They could have passed everything.
You got it. Right. And so now I think it's important, it's really important that, that I really believe, Hawk, that you and I are in the last, and I say this, I don't know how long it's going to last, but we are in the last exhalations of the warning. Pretty soon, and I can't shake the scripture, the night comes when no man can work. The light of the world, let the liars put it out. Now, God's going to rekindle a fire, and when God does it, he does it his way, and it's not dependent on mankind whatsoever. But if five people cry out to God with all their heart, and they're willing to step into the battle, then may God raise up 5,000. But they're not going to be the worms in the pulpit that are basically spoiling the apples. Or the harvest of the
fruit.
Now,
you know, you, to quote Steve Quayle, which I will, because I like Quayleisms, there is no political solution for a spiritual problem.
Yep.
And that is exactly right. And then, you know, to what you're talking about, you know, now Pelosi's daughter even brings up the fact that Nancy Pelosi will cut your head off before you even know it's bleeding, okay? Well, that's the whole spirit that you talked about, and we discussed that before we came on. You gave a whole show about the spirit of the demon of beheading and all of that. You know, it's like has all come to pass.
And look at the French Revolution. Okay, now the Yellow Jacket movement is calling, and even some of their things have shown, obviously, going back to the overthrow of Marie Antoinette and the French aristocracy, they're talking about bringing back the guillotine. And look at the religion of the sword, the beheadings that are happening. Those two naive Norwegian, philosophically stupid, deadly ignorant girls, God bless them. I wish they were still alive, but going tiptoeing through the tulips in Morocco, and they get beheaded. The tapes go on the internet, and nothing, Hawk, seems to move the people of God. I would say this, that every single minister that's worth his salt, if you're mad at me, take it up with the living God. If you're mad at me, then maybe it's because you're convicted. You're letting your people be ultimate cannon fodder if you don't warn them of the battle that's coming and keep preaching, the madness of American Christianity. And now you're seeing that people are forbidding us. They're saying, you can't say Jesus is the Son of God. It offends us. I will say it. You said it. Nothing can wash away the sin of mankind, yet the blood of the Lamb. And isn't it interesting? God is love, but he isn't blind. I remember a great statement. God moves, and people think he he's long-suffering. He is. The Bible says so. But ladies and gentlemen, when God arises and scatters his enemy, you're going to see a lot of people that claim to be walking in the light scatter and embrace the darkness. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's here, and it's going to be very, very difficult for people in modern America, quote, what I would call post-Christian America, to even begin to figure out what's happening to them. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it is definitely going that way, and I'm seeing all this so-called outreach to your brother Muslims, and oh, we're going to do that to outreach to them for brotherhood and love and all of this. And oh, yes, and then at the same time, all throughout China, you know, you've got Pope Francis saying, oh, it's okay that the Chinese are taking down pictures of Jesus in the church and putting up pictures of the President Xi. And, you know, the Quran, according to Francis, is just as good as the Bible, you know, just the same thing. And you don't have to worry about violating any of the laws of God, and you're still going to go to heaven. All of these things. It is a post-Christian society. You're exactly right. And I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to save you is the power of the blood of Jesus. And if you're sitting out there and you think you're going to walk through the raindrops, you're just going to duck underneath, you know, And the Lord had told you in Revelation, he, rather that you would be cold or thou would be hot. And if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of your mouth. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you want to try to put up with these moon god cretins from some ancient age who want to chant in their under their breath and saw people's heads off, after they, of course, have raped those girls too, Steve. You see, the fact of the matter is we're fixing to get raped as a country. And like Steve said, I've told you from the very beginning, sharpen your K-bars and get ready because these people are coming to eat your liver. And I'm going to tell you what, don't go into their loose period night without a fight. Stand up. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to tell you, why don't you go into the, into what you see with the Chinese and the dark side of the moon and all of that and direct us that direction.
Well, first of all, when a certain entities, presidents, you remember, Hawk, I want to go to something that I don't think people understand, that Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, was on my radio program, and you heard him, Hawk, and those of you that have listened to me for two decades, talking about he was physically present when George Bush Sr. handed over the plans of the neutron bomb to the Chinese.
Yep.
Fast forward. Now, the neutron bomb will not blow up buildings, and it won't destroy infrastructure. What it does, it just has, and I mean, this is bad enough, an intense neutron blast. It just basically is like a billion bullets of radiation that go through human tissue and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
When China attacks the United States, people say, well, they won't attack the West Coast. They own it all. They can do it with the neutron weapons, in my position, my belief is preposition neutron weapons, and all of their real estate will stay intact. The problem that people have is that they don't understand that Hollywood has signaled really what's going on. It doesn't matter if it's the dark side of the moon. It doesn't matter if it's Mars. It doesn't matter if it's Phobos and Deimos. It doesn't matter if it's gate jumping to other galaxies through Stargate technology. The point is that this is all coming to a head, Hawk, and that's why, and I want to share something. That's why this year's Branson Conference, okay, is all about understanding the alien phenomenon. And it's going to come to pass, and you mark my words, I said this about the Transhumanism and Hybrid Conference, that prior to September 2019, the middle of it, you're going to see a ramping up and amping up of so many news stories about this planet being found, this exoplanet being found. Ancient, they'll break with ancient civilizations, I believe, after September 2019. But they're going to say they now have found the mechanism by which evolution was initiated. That's faction A. Faction B is going to just come right out and say that's BS. We're already at the point of alien introduction of their DNA. Hello? Genesis 6 time into the human race, and the aliens already walk amongst us. I'm on record, Hawk, as saying, and you know this, and you've echoed it and illustrated it for your listeners all these years. The world is run by fallen angels. They may have puppets, whether they're clones and drones and demonic homes. But there is a supernatural evil that Jesus identified, and he said the whole world lies in the evil one. Hawk and I were, co-informed by some very, very black ops operations we referred to in the past as the Mighty Men of Valor, the operational world they live in is the things that most people don't even know exist. If you want to know where the $21 trillion went, it went off planet. It didn't get flushed down a sewer hole. It didn't even go into the crooked politicians' pockets. It went into a parallel civilization off planet. You know, you can quote Ben Rich of Skunk Works. You can talk about him even, you know, what, almost 20 years ago, saying anything you can imagine we've already done, all the reverse engineering. And you know, you and I were both informed by the same group of people that were keeping you alive and me alive during a certain period of time from bad guys in backyards of the absolute advanced technology that was available. And I said on Dave Hodges' show the other night, Hawk, I think it was yesterday, that'll play Sunday, I said both Hawk and I were given, and I want people to hear from you, we were given an opportunity to go through the gates, were we not?
Yes, we were each given, let's say, a ticket to go one step beyond or out into outer space, you know, whatever they used to say at the beginning of Star Trek, you know. And the thing is, I didn't take mine, you didn't take yours, because it was one ticket each. We were not allowed to take anybody else. And I also know that Greg Evenson was offered a ticket, and he asked if he could bring his .45 caliber pistol, and they told him no, so he told him to screw it, you know, and that's what he said.
Right,
you know?
And God bless Greg. I smile, you know. I knew I loved the guy as a brother in the Lord when he always had his Bible in his right hand, his heart, his, you know, the Word of God in his heart. And most people don't know Greg could sing like absolutely no tomorrow. And he always had his .45, you know, because obviously the sword of the Spirit. But Greg was serious. And so when we were at Branson last year, and Greg's wife presented me with a couple of medals. I don't own them. I held them up to the cameras that were there, and I said, would you please read this? And for most of you, you've got to understand that when you hear code names, those code names stand for something. And Greg's cosmic clearance was beyond the bullshippers, S-H-I-P-P-E-R-S, for those who are so equally and easily offended, would try and take away, even mocking him after his death, those in his own family saying that wasn't true. Well, the reason Greg and I talked so much, and you know this too, Hawk, in your talks with him, I knew from our introduction, you and I could not have been briefed on Martian jump rooms. You know somebody else, independent of me, who's been there. You know people who have contacted you from all different realms. And ladies and gentlemen, Hawk and I have to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and give account for every word we say. And so how, and Jesus made it easy. He made it easy. And this is my dilemma, and also my perpetual, I guess you'd say, inner fight with myself. You know, how do you tell people that won't even acknowledge what they see? It's what they don't see that's coming that's going to take them, okay? Jesus said, if I've told you earthly things, you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? And when Jesus says the whole world lies in the evil one, that doesn't mean that, you know, four doors down from Hawk's backyard or mine, that it's a safe zone. The only safe zone is in him, as the book of Acts states. In him we live and move and have our being. So where are we? We're seeing now, Hawk, we're seeing interesting developments where all of the bacteria, ladies and gentlemen, how long did we hear there was no water on Mars, no water on Mars, no water on Mars? You know, good night. Lovell knew there was water on Mars over 100 years ago. People could see it. Even the ancients knew it. But again, yes, the lie now is having to be uncovered in order to spin the lie that God did not create us. And I'll make it real simple. Sitchin and all of the ancient alien guys, they call them the Anunnaki, they were the aliens that created us. Well, the answer, my answer immediately to them is, who created the aliens? Well, they always existed. How can they always exist? And if they always existed, you mean they haven't evolved beyond the point where they have to come to Earth and have a good time, a Friday night in the backseat of a flying saucer with an Earth girl? Are you kidding me? It is insanity. It is insanity. And this is what's happened. The whole world now, really, Hawk, is being exposed for what it is. God's going to open. He's going to reveal secrets. Obadiah. And Obadiah's only got one chapter. And God says, and he's speaking to entities that obviously were able to escape the earth. And though you set your nest amongst the stars, or make your nest amongst the stars, yet will I cast you down. Woe unto who inhabits the earth, for the devil, your adversary, has come down amongst you, having great wrath, knowing his time is short. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot explain what's going on now away from a supernatural, a preternatural evil. Now listen, greater is he who's in us, the living God, than he who's in the world. The problem and the answer that God is showing us is that we don't realize who we are in Jesus. Therefore, the devil will do everything to denigrate the name of Jesus, silence his name, mock his word, forbid his name being, and kill everybody who basically names the name of Jesus. But God's about to arise, and his enemies will be scattered.
We'll be back in a moment after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Brother Quayle will be back.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive to Thrive. That's the number 2, thrive.net. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air and you want to keep guests like Steve Quayle coming back on with me? I will say this. Anything that you can do to keep me up here and to keep me going and to striking blows against Lucifer with the old ball bat in the shins, it'd be most welcome and needed. Anything could be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And Brother Steve, why don't you give out your contact information? And I'll tell you what, you know, you've got some excellent books. I know you've got, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. I think that's still one of your culmination books, and you're still Empire Beneath the Ice, or anything else you want to talk about, plus some of your really excellent videos. Give me your contact number.
Yeah. Well, look, they can go on my website, stevequayle.com, but what I want people to go on is gen6.com, because for the next 2 weeks, we're offering a discount price for people that want to pre-buy their admission tickets to the Branson Conference, Answering the Alien Question. We're going to have some of the most famous guys who understand reverse engineering and some of the most prominent speakers in the UFO field, and I'm not talking about wacky people. I'm talking about absolute investigators and people that can back up what they say. So they can save until the 15th of January, Hawk. We're offering, you know, the new admission ticket price is $125. The special price is $100. And if people want to order a DVD set with 10 hours of speakers and the round table that from the 2019, the coming one, I'm giving away the tribute edition to David Flynn's work, Cydonia, The Secret Chronicles of Mars, which I believe is the most important book written ahead of its time by a true God-gifted genius. And once those, I think we've got, we start out with 1,000 or 1,200 of them. And ladies and gentlemen, it is, in my opinion, for those of you who want to know about Mars, the single most important book written in the last 20 years about Mars, so much so that everybody would plagiarize David's stuff, especially after he went to be with Jesus. He went home with, he was taken in a brain cancer thing, and I want to share this with everybody. He's the only one, the only person that was ever able to decipher Sir Isaac Newton's. Newton knew there was a code in the Bible, and that even with Newton's brilliance, and you know, people want to take down and denigrate. What I love is morons calling geniuses, occultists, or they're into this or that. But David Flynn was given the understanding that the timeline were distances to the specific cities of the world that would be important in the prophecies in the Word of God, and it all starts at Jerusalem going outward. And his Temple at the Center of Time is a classic, brilliant piece. So, we're giving that book away, Hawk, and they can go on gen6.com, and they can go and they can read about the conference. They can get their special prices, and already, and the reason we opened it up for getting tickets to it, admission tickets early, is because people complained last year, again, that, you know, it sells out too fast. Well, we're giving people a discount. If they want to get the DVDs, they won't be able to attend. We're giving them a discount on that, and then we're giving them the book, and the book is $40. So they're getting a deal of a lifetime. And once this promotion's over, I'm retiring the copyright, meaning I'm not giving it away, but I won't go into print again, because here's the deal. People need to understand that everything is time sensitive now. When God speaks concerning a time, specific times, or in the book of Daniel, times and a half, there's the appointed time for things to happen, and that's happening now. So go on GENSIX.com, save at least 25%. Buying the DVDs ahead of time, given the free book, you're saving 50%, and that will only last until January 15th. We're going to cut it off on the 31st, but then obviously all the holidays and all the wild stuff going on, so it's critical. Mars is the key to what they're going to play out, that the Martians, that we are the Martians. Wasn't it Richard Hoagland that said that? And I think it's important that people understand
that. Even Bill
that
Clinton said that, if you remember when he introduced the rock they found in Antarctica, right?
Yes. And who in the world has been down there? Everybody who's anybody in the world has been to Antarctica. And it's my contention that we did not win World War II. We were assimilated, or we assimilated the Nazis who had made contact with Admiral Byrd's people, the king of the world. And I believe that literally that the underground temple area in and temples under the Antarctic are literally Lucifer's habitation on Earth, or a cadre of his fallen angels. And so that's why the power sources that you, Hawk, have talked about, that you're picking up in the mimic programs and everything, that are emanating from there. Look, everything that people have known as normal is no longer going to be. Kiss the word normal off. Take it out of your vocabulary forever. You can long for it. You can moan, complain. You can jump up and down. You can try and, you know, paint your room in a Happy Days diner motif and park a 57 Chevy in a living room.
Yeah.
And you can do everything. But that doesn't change the fact that weapons technology and evil entities now want the entire destruction of mankind. And everything that, and you and I know this, Hawk, we'll give people a little tidbit. Everything that Hawk and I were briefed on by people that most people don't even know exist, the number one thing they kept saying to us over and over, that the search for ancient technology and alien technology, especially in weapons, is what occupies their time. On our side, keeping it out of the hands of the bad guys, and now it appears that, you know, we are absolutely transformed by the supernatural evil of the occultists, who basically are ready to spring their trap on the last nation of freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to pray, you need to get ready, and you need to, quote, not only sharpen your K-bar, but you better sharpen your aim, and I'm not kidding. It's time to get real.
Absolutely. I would also tell people, you know, we need to start thinking about, and any geniuses out there in electrical engineering and stuff, we need to get after development of armor and things that can withstand the 5G as well as the 45 or the 308. You know what I'm saying, Steve? We need to figure out how to get rid of these robots and these cyborgs and all, and these drones, and how to protect ourselves from the 5G and all of this energy, you know?
Absolutely. And I don't think people understand something. And please, as you and I know, when I first start talking about sex bots, when I say that, it's not to pat myself on the back, it's to put into historic context how long I've been warning. And so now that it's here, people are saying, oh no, do you know what this means? Yeah, I spelled it out 20 years ago for people. But
I was
not
19,
only...
about 94 is when you talked about that.
Yeah, and I kid everybody, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me on other shows, I say, the only guy I know that can tell me when I start on talk radio is Hawk. And that's not flattery, it just is the truth. So the point that I'm trying to make is, terminated, the end of man is here. If you care about your future, please, ladies and gentlemen, acquire that book. It's all over the world now. I've been getting emails from people, and people who are how do I say this? Well-known people are basically saying, oh, no, I didn't realize it had come this far. And my answer to someone that makes that statement to me, Hawk, and you're free to use it, it's beyond the word far. Well, one of the leading great brains who developed AI, artificial intelligence, Hugo de Garras, who was at Branson and will be at Branson again, when he starts talking about the realm of intelligence that we're going to be up against, nobody but the living God can counter that. I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how tough you are, but you cannot deal against spiritual realm and spiritual evil in the natural. You can't. You can try, and you can go to be with Jesus if you're a believer, or you can stay alive and do what he's asked you to do until he calls you home. But here's the bottom line I hope people take away from the show tonight. Everything is headed towards not disclosure, but it's like a Rowdy Roddy Piper movie, They Live. They're amongst
they live,
us. Cliff High, I saw, you know, and obviously he and I are on opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm not his favorite person by any means, but he's talking about the aliens have already basically injected themselves into our DNA, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, he and I would be in agreement on one term if we use Nephilim, but you can't have fallen angels because then you have to admit the Bible's real. So the point being is even when the web bots were picking up invisible giants, you know, the invisible giants, those are real giants they were picking up that are coming back. All of the DARPA super soldier programs, all of the advanced robots, the idea that sentience or the ability to think and feel, and that will be somehow mechanically or or neurochemically reproduced is a lie. It's going to be demon-possessed machines with a supra or supernatural possession, and it's going to take control of the robots, Hot, and then we're toast. And now we're seeing the absolute fight for the skies. China, I just posted a story on my website, stevequayle.com, has got a rail gun that'll go 125 miles an hour. And by the, excuse me, not 125 miles an hour, 125-mile lethal range. And what people don't understand is the entire weapons secret weapons development program of the United States has been compromised. Bill Clinton gave it to the Chinese. Bill Clinton gave them all of the patents, all of them. And you can go on the internet and see
well,
that.
Well, and then Poppy Bush gave him the neutron bomb. The Israelis gave him the blinding laser that we gave the Israelis. And then also then Obama gave him all the stealth technology.
You got it. You got it. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I remember Hawke used to do stories. I'm sorry, I want to reminisce with you a little bit. We don't get to be on together that much.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about all of the developments of China and people that don't understand, if you will, the Chinese technological expertise? Hello, wake up. We're in the rear trying to cover our rear, and we can't catch up. Obama took apart the U.S. military by leadership. He defunded our advanced technology projects. And sure, yep, we have space-based weapons programs, and we got a lot of secret stuff. But the point is that the leadership now is in rebellion against the President of the United States. And people that think Mattis was a good guy, go look at who Mattis backed. And it's like, seriously, Hawk, you know this. Intelligence was taken over by Islam, some of the heads of the intelligence.
Brennan was an Islamist, yes.
Yes, sir. And a lot of our generals converted, and then McChrystal, who, you know, absolutely was not a stellar, in my opinion, expression of a loyal general. Look at everything that's happened. Perpetual wars. Trump pulls us out of Syria. Trump pulled, or at least made the statement and pulled some people back. He ran on getting out. Everything the Democrats used to slander, slaughter, accuse the Republicans of that they wouldn't do. Now Trump does it, and Trump's the quintessential evil empire in one man. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, this is your country. What you think exists no longer exists. What is the future of your children if you stay silent? And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. Those of you who listen to the Hawk, if there's anybody that can stand in the titanium testicle zone, and that is a genuine statement of admiration, it's Hawk. And those of you who are getting older and older, some of you have listened to Hawk for, what, 15 years at least, and you've
almost,
got no
yep.
natural... Yep, you have no natural anybody to leave your money to. Don't leave it to the SPCA. Leave it to guys like Hawk, and I'm not begging for money for him. I'm saying, look, if we go silent and you're watching us go down one by one, where will you get your information? And will you get it at the barrel of somebody's gun when it's in your face? Or will you get it at the blade that passes before your head before it takes your head off? Come on, people. Please step up. So I'm asking you to support the Hawk. And because, listen, I can tell you one thing. I've known him, and there's a word in Scripture that he, and I mean this as a genuine compliment, uncompromising. You've never compromised the gospel. You've never compromised your faith in Jesus. And no one has proclaimed the blood of a lamb. And we overcome the devil by the blood of the lamb, by the power of our testimony, loving not our lives unto death. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's somebody listening tonight and you're meeting with your, I'm not saying this is not a covetous statement, but if there's somebody meeting going, what do I do with that which God has given me? Pass it through to the people that will fight. We get complaints all the time. Oh, your intel isn't accurate enough because you guys don't believe QAnon or you don't believe this prophet who says there's going to be a red wave. Yeah, there's a red wave in America, all right. It's called a communist revolution. That's the red wave that's taking place. You don't believe it? The queen of the gavel queen, you know, we'll call her the blood queen, the gavel queen, is now smirking. The very first thing they're talking about is impeaching President Trump. What happens to everybody if that takes place? Hey, when I gave the word, Hawk, and I want to make something clear here. My position with President Trump was, look who hates him. And before God allows Russia and China to nuke the United States, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders. and to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. Now, that sounds really, you know, people just said, ah, you're whacked out on that one. But it's come to pass, and even his sins of his philandering. Look, God chooses who he uses, and God uses who he chooses. And I, what is amazing to me, such spineless jellyfishians, okay, do you know what my definition of a jellyfishian is? That's a jellyfishianity. You know, gone is the faith of their fathers, and now everything is basically a lighted tabletop aquarium with just jellyfish. And I'm a diver, and I love scuba diving and all that stuff. But, you know, the story of jellyfish is they just go with the flow, with the currents, you know, and they have some motility, you know. But the point being, they spine, even sea urchins have spines. What is the matter? And by the way, Charles Spurgeon and Finney both made the statement that when the gospel, and these aren't their exact words, but the statement was based on this: when the gospel ceased to be preached, and the good news of Jesus and the redemption of Jesus, man's sinful nature apart from Jesus, that's when countries die. And I submit to you, Britain that used to send the missionaries around the world, look at what it is now. It's just, it's no longer Carnaby Street, it's Mecca Street. Look at Minnesota. Look at women, a woman being murdered in Minnesota by a Somali police officer. And you know, the point is that mini Mecca reigns. And the idea, Hawk, that somehow we're going to escape this, it's a world movement. They believe in what they're doing more than Christians even care about what they're doing. Maybe that's a good statement for tonight.
Yeah, and then we just swore one into Congress on allegedly Thomas Jefferson's Koran, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, there were two of them. And then you've got basically, you know, the lady with three names that I don't think even understands the basis of government, Ortiz or whatever. And then now we're watching, look, isn't it interesting? Let me give you a good example of how the devil pays his servants back. Apple moves to China. Apple, you know, gets all their iPhones and stuff made. And today they lost more value than Facebook is worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so
and
what
people, if
you
don't remember, Apple's first computer,
yep,
the price of it was $666.
I don't know, Hawk, if that even makes anything. The purpose of the Apple logo is taking a bite out of it, and then your eyes are open. And if all of the information that you and I have shared, again, collectively, individually, about the surveillance society, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you cannot deny, and anybody that denies the lateness of the hour, they're in what I would call Pollyanna's posh pit, okay? They're going to rue the day that they didn't stick up, speak up for freedom of the press. And I'll say this again, Hawk, I want to say this. The push against guns to take away, to disarm us, that's the only thing, and I'll make it as bloody plain as I can, that's the only thing from keeping anybody alive at this point. Because they who will take your guns will ultimately take your life. They who are asking for gun control, even that demon crap that said he would like to see, what, nukes dropped on gun owners, and he tried to backtrack
it? Swalwell from California.
All's well that doesn't, you know, sell well with Swalwell, you know? The thing is that we're in a place now that the pressure, and Book of Matthew basically says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That's the devil that is exerting his violence against the kingdom of God. But that word violence means, and the pressure take it by force. In other words, you can't fight it in your own strength, but you can't. can fight it in God's strength. And God will give battle plans. I'm saying, Lord, could you help me here, Jesus? And I'm serious now. I'm not making fun of this. Could you help me to identify through discernment the men that are so broken down, but you want them in the battle? And Hawk, I want to make a statement. My new book, and this isn't a pitch, it's not available to buy, so that's not it. But the whole thing, it's calling the backsliders back to God. I am a backslider. I am not a poster child for doing things right. As a matter of fact, I'm a poster child for redemption. But the book, Jesus, the premise of the promise, God's plan for perilous times, is going to be a blessing, because it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell everybody listening to your show, I don't know who's going to listen. If you think you're beyond the grace of God, you're not. I thought that, I wasn't. If you think that because God didn't bring to pass his promises 20 years ago, he can't fulfill them now, did you ever think that he's aware of this time out in your life and he's about ready to insert you back? There is no sin that God will not forgive if you come simply to him. And I got to tell you something. I know what it's like to be a backslider. I know what it's like to come home to the loving Father having been a prodigal.
Absolutely.
And so I'm calling all the prodigal men and women back to Jesus. If the religious institutions tore your heart out, God will create a new heart in you. If people betrayed you, that's what's new. Friday, they're your friend. Saturday, they're your executioner. But it's not Jesus who's behind it, okay? The problem is people put people before the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are in a position financially to at least back a man of God that's on the front lines, I'm asking you to consider backing Hawk. I'm telling you, he's been telling you straight. He never compromised. And the Bible has a lot to say about not compromising. Pastor Langford's got a great sermon on not compromising. But the word compromise, you really think you're going to love the devil into leaving you alone? Do you really think that you're going to be like those two dumb unto death Norwegian blondes that were defending Islam and end up having their heads cut off by it? Do you understand it's beyond a useful idiot? It's a bloody idiot, meaning if you're going to go that realm of stuck on stupid, be prepared to die.
Yeah, it's very late, Steve, as you well know. It is most late. The season is here. We don't know the exact times, but the season is sure here, and we're definitely in the beginning of sorrows. Now, you
right,
know,
while
you've got your technological hat on, your space hat, you know that earthquakes and the weather and climate and all of the eruption of the volcanoes, all of that is not natural necessarily. It's being done by the electromagnetic, the scalar weapons and stuff. And the war is on.
War is on, and God says he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. Now, obviously, there are people who are doing great jobs of warning about geoengineering and weather warfare and stuff, and they aren't Christians, okay, but they're doing a great job. Because here's what I want people to understand. The truth is the truth. If a non-Christian speaks the truth and a Christian speaks the truth, which is rare nowadays, the thing is that they're both telling the truth. The truth is universal. But when you hear somebody say, well, that's your truth, that's not my truth, well, that's just like saying, you know, I don't believe in absolutes. And so people will say, you know, that there is no God. Well, here's the deal. We're at the point now, we're literally there, where excuses won't hold up, where cowardice will not keep you alive, where compromise will not get you ahead. This thing's coming apart. But to give everyone hope, Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And you're all going to be experiencing the power of the enemy in 2019 and the power of deception beyond anything you ever imagined. Hawk, God bless you. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Thank you for coming on, brother. And ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their loose spirit. Knife, not a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your bill of rights. May the mighty men and women of valor use your technology to strike blows against the Luciferian. Bandango Rangers, wherever you're at, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool. Mickey, when you see the Lucys pop up in your scope, please, that trick, Mickey, don't. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and give you a superabundance so that you might use it to prepare the last time to get ready for the onslaught that is to come. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.